The show's not quite over, so relax and have a second cup of the morning blend.
You know, I gotta tell you, Brian, there is not much relaxing going on around the station when Father Peter Julia is in the building. He was here yesterday, and I gotta tell you, we all actually get ready for the days that we know that Father Peter is going to be here because we just really enjoy our conversation. Father Peter is dynamic, and he is perfectly suited for his role there, the Office of Vocations. You know, our day began with what we call our station mass. And so he came and celebrated mass with us, which is just really a beautiful time for us to come together, you know, as Mater Dei Radio workers. Yeah. And to celebrate the source and the summit of our faith. That was actually a really wonderful time. But after mass, then we begin to start talking about, you know, what's going on here. We talk a little bit about his podcast. Father comes up and he and I sit down to try to take notes about what we want to talk about. But we end up getting into these tangents of thoughts and things that are happening and ideas that I have about raising children. And I was looking for a little bit more advice, but all he could give me was, it's tough being a parent, I understand. And I went, okay, I said, I'm going to let you get back to me on that question for sure. But he did share with us online about all of the things that he's able to do to work with seminarians. And it does start early. It starts at Quo Vadis Nace. Now, that is the camp that we have here. Is there a Quo Vadis Nace? Is that in the Archdiocese of Boise as well?
We actually send our kids to the same Quo Vadis Nace. So
really?
Yeah. Yeah. We try to send them over there to Portland because, I mean, why reinvent the wheel? That is such a great event. And a lot of our young people have been taken over there and have gone through it and come back with incredible things to say. So, yes, thank you to all the hard work that gets put into that event for our young men to, you know, to consider that path to priesthood.
Oh, I didn't realize that. And as Father Peter had said, two young men from, we'll call it the Southern Deanery of the Archdiocese of Seattle, it's very easy for us to participate here in what's going on in Portland. So they came down from that. My son went 1 year to Quo Vadis Days. And while we understand and recognize, I mean, his faith was there, he was always of a mind like, I don't think I'm going to be a priest. But what it did turn up for him was really a strong appreciation for his faith, for adoration. In fact, he had a moment in adoration where he said the hour had gone by, and he said it was like a flash of time. He goes, seriously, like I sat down and I began praying. And then right away, the priest said, okay, adoration's over. We're going to move on. And he goes, well, I just sat down. Well, a whole hour had actually passed in that time. And so that's some of the memories that he will come back to. And I would just encourage any parent with boys that are in that age group. I want to say they're like high school age for the most part, maybe late. I don't know if they're middle schoolers or not. That might be too young. I think they're definitely high school age young men. Tell them to go one time. Just be open. You don't have to make a decision now. And even if you feel like absolutely not, that's going to happen, not happen for me, I'm not going to be a priest, you never know what God desires for you. And you have to just look and be open to letting God dream for you. So that is a great way to kind of begin that process. Brian, over the years, I feel like I have met and known seminarians at various stages of life. I've known them who were high schooler, like went from high school into seminary. And then I've met some and known some who actually had careers, who had gone to college, who was working in the secular world, and maybe even in their 30s is when they started discerning that. And they each have a really unique story to tell. You've run across seminarians as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, I just feel so incredibly blessed to be part of Catholic Radio for 13 years that, you know, we interview some of these seminarians. We have seminarian events that we sponsor throughout the year. And so you really become personally invested in these young men so that when they become priests, and I can think of three or four off the top of my head who are now just incredibly holy priests in our diocese, and we're so blessed to have them. But to play a part in that vocation journey and seeing them develop over that 8-9 year period, I mean, it's almost like, you know, you're a parent.
Yes.
and your child graduates college and you're just so proud. So it has been incredible. And of course, my own pastor has a very unique story, Father John Mosher, who we've had on the Morning Blend before. But, you know, he was married and was pretty high up the food chain in like a biomedical company. But then when his wife passed away, you know, from breast cancer, basically on her deathbed, basically told him to join the priesthood, that she knew that that had been something that had been tickling his mind over the years. And so now, you know, here he is, he's 62 years old and just recently celebrated his fifth year of ordination. And we are just incredibly blessed to have him not only in our diocese, but for me to call him, you know, my pastor, and my good friend. But watching him all through that journey through the seminary, it's a privilege for us to be able to know these seminarians and support them through that journey.
You know, we have a kind of a similar story as well here at Mater Dei Radio. We had our executive director,
right,
Father Galati, right? And he was just, you know, working. He had a family. He had previously been married. And after he left Mater Dei Radio, it was because this call was coming, and now he's Father Tony. So when he comes back to his former workplace, he comes back as our priest. In fact, we were just talking yesterday. He typically comes on Friday mornings of Share-a-thon. He'll go down into our chapel before the Blessed Sacrament, pray, hear confessions for people who are here during that time as well. So that is just really just so important to help our young men. And it's funny that you said that as you follow these young men, you feel like parents. That's kind of what Father Peter Julia was talking about in our interview today, that, you know, he follows these kids along and the diocese supports these young men through college. And in some cases, like Father Justin Echevarria, he got 4 degrees in the years that we were educating them. Education comes at a cost. And so if you go to the Archdiocese webpage, please look at the videos. Let me look. I'm going to actually add the link to the podcast today, but it's osd.archdpdec.org. And it's going to get you to a page on the seminary appeal. Ever wonder how athletic our Archbishop Sample is? He plays apparently a mean game of kickball. This is fantastic. It's all part of this appeal and his instruction up to a young man about how men become priests. How do young men become priests? And so it's just a great lead off to that. And of course, we talked about the kickoff of the seminary appeal that happened down at St. Alice in Springfield. Father Mark Benz took on 3 seminarians the last couple of summers. That is a task not for the faint of heart either. I would imagine keeping these young men occupied. They are full of energy. They are full of faith, and they are ready to be a part of a community. So we thank Father for taking them on. I have seen seminarians dance and run around and play at vacation Bible schools with the young kids. And it's a great opportunity for young kids to get kind of a view of what a young man does while he's preparing for the priesthood. And, well, he does a lot of things right along with them. So I encourage all of our listeners to check that webpage out, and that we hope you have a very good second cup.